This is Trish Doherty with the Center for Total Health blog. This podcast is the first in a series of three, featuring a conversation between two colleagues, Kaiser Permanente's Senior Vice President Ray Baxter and health advisor and consultant Tyler Norris. The topic is the future of healthy communities. In this first segment, Ray and Tyler discuss what it means and what it takes for a community to be healthy.
Ray, it's nice to have this time with you here at the Kaiser Permanente Center for Total Health. We get to talk about health today and what it means for our communities, what it means for our nation. Maybe the place to start with is, what do we mean by healthy communities?
First of all, I think we're all parts of different communities. I think about the neighborhood, the physical area where my home is, my workplace, and the people that I work with. I think about the planet that I'm on sometimes, and the country that I live in. When I think about them being healthy, I think about the environment. Is the air good? Is the water good? Is the place safe? Are there children around? Do they feel safe? And I don't just mean safe from physical harm, from danger, but that the environment is one, both the people and the places encourage me to be what I can be, encourage my children, help them develop into what they can be, help people realize their potential. That's a healthy environment.
Absolutely. I really appreciate your definition. It reminds me of something James Rouse said, the developer, Faneuil Hall in Boston, other places. He said a healthy community is a garden to grow people in.
I think that's right. All my life, I've heard people say things like, well, we're doing this for our children's sake, or what are we going to leave our children? And I didn't really connect with that. And I think more recently, because I have children now, and I actually am starting to look at things seriously to say, what is that world going to be like? And am I doing what I should be doing to make sure that they've got a good world to live in as adults?
I love this definition that you're describing, because it's not just about me. It's really about all of us. It's a radically inclusive notion, really, of what well-being is.
It's more than about, do I like this place? No, I don't like this place. I'm going to go to some other place that's healthy. It's more about saying, no, this is my place, my planet, my world, my friends, the people around me. And I need to check out whether I'm doing what I need to do to make that a healthy place.